This morning, God's Word comes to us from Proverbs chapter 30. Proverbs chapter 30. And we're going to read just verses 7 through 9 of this chapter. The book of Proverbs is filled with small sayings of wisdom, glorious pieces of truth. And this morning we look just at verses 7, 8, and 9 of chapter 30. Proverbs 30, verse 7, what we hear now is God's word. Two things I ask of you, deny them not to me before I die. Remove far from me falsehood and lying. Give me neither poverty nor riches. Feed me with the food that is needed for me, lest I be full and deny you, and say, who is the Lord? Or lest I be poor and steal, and profane the name of my God. Here we begin the reading of God's holy word. I invite you to turn to the back of your Psalter hymnals, to page 62 in the back section. Page 62, this is Lord's Day 50, and I will read the question. You may respond with the answer from page 62 in the back of the Psalter. Question 125, what does the fourth request mean? This morning, as we study the Lord's Prayer, we move to the second set of petitions in the prayer. We saw that after the address of the prayer, Our Father in Heaven, we have that first set of petitions on behalf of God. Petitions for God's name, and petitions for God's kingdom, and petitions for God's will. And while we saw that these prayers are on behalf of God, they affect us and affect what we do. Now we're going to move to the second set of petitions, prayers we might say on our behalf, prayers for our food, prayers for the removal of our sins and leading us into temptation, prayers on our behalf, but prayers that affect God, that call Him to do something, asking Him for His blessing upon our lives. We move to the second set of petitions, and it begins with the petition, give us this day our daily bread. And I always find that interesting. The first petition in the second set is not, first of all, for the washing away of our sins. It is not, first of all, for leading us not into temptation, delivering us from evil. But the first petition is for our physical needs. God cares about us physically. We so often think of His work in our lives spiritually, what He has done for us, the washing away of sins, the ongoing work of the Holy Spirit, but God cares for our physical needs as well. That's the first of the second set of petitions. Give us this day our daily bread. What does it mean to pray this particular petition? Well, we look at that this morning and remind ourselves that as we pray to God, it's not always easy to pray this prayer. We often rattle it off our lips without thinking too much about it. But how do we knowledgeably pray this prayer in a way that asks God to act in a way that will be a blessing to us? We begin by recognizing we are praying to God for His gifts. The author of Proverbs says, two things I ask of you. He's making a petition to God. This is a petition. And by petitioning God for our physical needs, we are recognizing that He is the giver of the gifts. He is the giver of our physical needs. We talked last time about God's will, recognizing that there is a God and He has a will. Well, in some ways, that's where we begin today too. To recognize that everything we have is a gift from God. It is so easy for us to forget that. We talk about our things, our home, our car. After all, we're the ones that go out to work. We're the ones that go to the store to buy the food or the clothes or whatever it is. We're the ones who are active in this. And it's easy for us to forget that these are gifts given to us. We don't deserve them. We haven't earned them. But God has seen fit to give. Our confession says, help us to come to know that you are the only source of everything good. This prayer, give us this day our daily bread, helps us to be thankful, recognizing God as the giver of all that we have. Now, children, when your parents give you something special, when they give you a present, to be sure you say thanks to them. Thank you, Mom and Dad, for this wonderful present. Or maybe Mom makes your favorite meal and you say, thank you, Mom, for making my favorite meal. And it's good to thank Mom and Dad. But ultimately, everything comes from God. Even the work that we do to be able to go out and buy the food and put it on the table, everything comes from Him. The prayer, give us this day our daily bread, is an acknowledgement that there is a God who's in control. And there's a God who provides for our needs. And that God provides for our needs often in very regular, ordinary ways. Now, there are times where it seems that God provides in very miraculous ways. And I'm sure you could testify to that, and I can testify to that in our life. Maybe some of you students can testify to that. Times in your life as a student, or some of you who have gone to grad school, there's times where there's just no money anymore. There's just nothing to pay the rent with and nothing to buy the food with. And God will at times miraculously provide someone who will come and knock on the door and say, you know what, I was just thinking about you and thought you might need something. Here's a meal, or here's some food, or here's whatever it is. God at times provides in very miraculous and overwhelming ways. We see that in our lives. And we thank God and praise Him for that. But we have to also remember that God provides in very, what we might say, normal, ordinary ways. God gives us jobs so we can go out and work and earn a paycheck, so we can go out and buy the food and put it on the table. God gives us responsibility to use the gifts and talents He has given to us. This prayer, give us this day, recognizing God's gifts, does in no way allow us to be lazy. To say, well, look, I'm just going to trust God. I'm just going to say, God, you give me the gifts I need for the day, and I'm going to sit back and wait. The prayer in no way allows us to be lazy, allows us to shirk our responsibility. Because God not only provides the ends that we need, the food on the table, but the means to those ends. This also is a gift from Him. So it's no excuse for laziness to pray, give us this day our daily bread, because God's going to provide for us. It's no excuse for lack of responsibility. We must do our jobs well. We must work hard. We must show up on time. All of those things. Because that job, too, is a provision from God, is a gift He has given. It is the regular way that He has chosen to provide for us. So we don't put our trust in what we can do. We recognize all of it as a gift from God. Help us to give up our trust in creatures and put our trust alone in You. Because God provides not only the ends, but God provides the means. We may not be lazy and pray, Lord God, I'm just going to trust You. Provide for me. No, God provides us the opportunities to work and to go out and to labor and to make money and to put food on the table. But it recognizes in that too, God is the giver. We are praying for gifts, not for something we have earned, not something we deserve, but gifts given to us by our Father. The prayer, Give us this day our daily bread. It's not only a prayer for gifts, it is a prayer for today. Give us this day our daily bread. And I find that at times a difficult prayer to pray. Because you see, what I would like to pray is, Lord, give me for tomorrow and for next week and for next month everything I'm going to need. Lord, let me see how this is all going to work out in the future. So that I know that a year from now, or 2 years from now, or 10 years from now, I'll be well taken care of. We want to pray, give us for tomorrow what we need. But that's not what Jesus teaches us to pray. He doesn't pray, teach us to pray, give us for tomorrow, or next week, or next month. He says, give us this day. And that's not quite so easy to pray then. Because I like to plan and I like to look forward, and certainly we should be diligent in our planning, but our confidence is simply that for today, God will provide our needs. It's easy for us to become anxious about the future. But God says, for today, I will give you what you need, and He knows what's coming. He knows that perhaps in our life, our situation might change, and maybe we have a child on the way, and we say, you know, right now we're just making it with the children we have, but there's one more on the way. How are we going to provide for that? God knows situations will change. You don't need the money for that child now, so He doesn't give it to you today. But He knows that your situation will change. And then, on that day, you will see the provision. Maybe as our children grow up, they enter the Christian school, or they go from the grade school to the high school, and we say, the tuition's going up, and we just don't know how we're going to make this additional payment. We don't know where it's going to come from. And we begin to be stressed and worried about that, but we don't need that today yet, because they're not there. When they get there, we pray, Lord, give us this day the needs that we have. God knows our situations change. God knows our needs may increase. But He says, I'll provide that in the day in which it's necessary. Praying this particular petition, the prayer, gives us a sense of confidence for the future. God knows our situation may change. God knows what our needs will be. And if we don't see it now, that's okay. Because He hasn't promised to give us next week and next month and next year. He's promised today. Give us this day our daily bread. And if in God's providence, as our life goes on and things change, and maybe our needs decrease rather than increase, our children do grow up and they graduate from the Christian school and there's no longer that tuition payment, or they move out of the house and they're no longer under our support, Even then, we have to be careful to recognize as our needs perhaps decrease, God is still in control. Suddenly, we have perhaps more discretionary income. Those tuition payments aren't there. It's so easy at that point to say, okay, now I'm going to put my trust in what I can do. I'm going to begin my investment portfolio. I'm going to begin my retirement accounts. And I'm going to buy a new car and all these other things. And suddenly we begin to take the responsibility on ourselves again. God provides what we need when we need it. And if we see Him providing more than we need, this is an opportunity for us. An opportunity not to begin to put our trust in ourselves and the wealth that we can amass, but the opportunity for us to help others. The opportunity for us to go to that family that may need some help, and we're the ones with the knock on the door that says, you know, we were just thinking about you and we'd like to help you out. If God chooses to, as our situation changes, give us more than we need, don't begin to hoard the gifts of God. But recognize He provides for today. He provides for today. And if He gives us more than we need for today, we have the opportunity to share those gifts with others. We don't stop trusting in Him just because He gives us more than we need. It's a prayer for today that God would take care of our physical needs. Do take care of all our physical needs so we come to know that You are the only source of everything good. God cares for you today on this Lord's Day. He knows your needs. Oh, He knows what you'll need tomorrow too, and next week, and next month, and next year. But if you don't see that today, don't be alarmed. Because Jesus teaches us, pray, give us this day. Give us this day our daily bread. It's a prayer recognizing God as the giver. It's a prayer that we pray for today, the day in which we're living. It's a prayer in which we pray for bread. And by praying for bread, we are praying for the most fundamental, basic needs of our lives. And that's why I say it's a difficult prayer to pray. Because I so often want more than the bread. I want the extras. I want the other things. But Jesus teaches us, pray for your most basic needs. That's what the author of the Proverbs says. This is what I'm asking of you, God. Give me neither poverty nor riches. Feed me with food that is needful for me. Give me just what I need, he says. Don't give me poverty. And I think that's the first thing we think of when we pray this prayer. Lord, don't give us poverty. Provide for our needs. Don't make us poor. We don't want to have to beg. We don't want to have to be dependent on others. Lord, don't give us poverty because we would be embarrassed by that. We might be embarrassed in the home that we live in or the food that we have or the cars that we drive. But what does the author of Proverbs say about this poverty? He doesn't say, don't give me poverty because I'll be embarrassed. He says, give me not poverty, or I may become poor and steal and profane your name, O God. The author's concern is not so much with how it will look for him if he is poor, but how it will look for God. Because he says, I know my own weakness. I know my own sin. If I don't have enough, if I become poor, I may be tempted and even go out and steal and profane the name of God. Don't give me too little, O Lord, because I will fall into sin and I will profane your name. His concern is not that he be well taken care of, but that God's name be honored. God's name be honored in the physical provisions that God gives. Is that our prayer? That we pray, Lord, don't give us poverty because it would reflect badly on you. Because we know how we might respond. How we might steal. How we might profane your name. Or are we more concerned about how it would look to others? What would they think of us? You know, the author of Proverbs says, Lord, don't give me too little because I know my sin and I might be poor and steal and profane your name. The other side of the prayer says, this is what I pray. Give me either poverty nor riches. Feed me with the food that is needful for me. What the author says is, Lord, don't give me too much. Don't make me too poor or I'll steal and profane your name, but don't give me too much either. Lord, don't give me riches because I know my sin again, lest I be full and deny you and say, who is the Lord? It is so easy for us when everything is going well, when God is pouring out His blessings, to begin to think, look, I guess I am in charge. I guess I don't need God that much. Look at how well my life is going. And so the author says, Lord, don't give me riches. Because if you give me riches, I'll be full, I'll deny you, I'll say, who is the Lord? It is not an easy prayer to pray. Lord, don't make me rich, because you know my sinful heart. And you know what I would do. And you know how I would be tempted to deny you and to say, who is God in all of this? I'll just take care of myself. Have you ever wondered, have you ever asked God, why haven't you given me more? Why don't I have more? Because God knows us. He knows what we can handle. He knows what would be good for us. He knows what would be bad for us. And so he says, I'll provide for your needs. I'll give you food that is needful for you. Not too little, so that you steal and profane the name of God, and not too much, that you deny me and say, who is the Lord? It is so easy for us to say, God, you know, if you gave me more, just think of the wonderful things I could do. Think of how much I could give to mission causes and to the church and to the Christian school and to all sorts of things. Oh God, if you just gave me more, I could give so much more. God knows us. Why do we think that if God gave us more, our giving patterns would change? The question is not what would happen if God gave us more. The question is, what are we doing now with regard to our giving? If we are not seeking to honor God now with the gifts He has given, why do we think that if He gave us more, we would honor Him then? It's a prayer for the basic needs of today. Give me neither poverty nor riches. Feed me with the food that is needful for me. Lord, give your blessing upon whatever you give, whether it be much or whether it be little. Bless what you've given to me and make me content with that. Not having less, lest I steal. Not having more, lest I deny you. But a sense of contentment with the bread, with the basic physical needs you provide. And send your blessing upon that. Help us to know that neither our work or worry nor your gifts can do us any good without your blessing. Receiving what God gives as a blessing from His hand and being content with that. Contentment in our lives. Contentment this day with our daily bread. That's what Jesus teaches us to pray for our most basic and fundamental needs today. Because God is a God who knows our needs, and God is a God who provides for our needs. He has provided for our most basic fundamental need. The very need of life itself. Not only our physical life, but God has given us that very fundamental, basic need of real life, spiritual life with Him. He has given us the gift of His Son, Jesus Christ, to give us life. That for all who confess and believe in Him, we know that today we are saved. God has given us that assurance. And God will go forward with the future with us to watch over and protect us. But we can know, we don't have to wonder or worry. I wonder if God's really saved me. I wonder if He really is going to forgive me. If we confess, then today we can know that that fundamental, basic need has been met by God. And if He can meet that great fundamental need of life itself, He can surely provide for the things of life to sustain us physically. If He can provide for that most fundamental need of our life in Him, then providing food, providing shelter, providing clothing, He can certainly provide for all of those things. God teaches us how to pray, that we might be assured and be able to trust in Him. Our prayers must acknowledge God as the giver. Not what we have earned, not what we deserve, but what God in His grace chooses to give. Give us, O God, this day. I'd like to pray, give me for tomorrow, give me for next week. But Jesus says, teach us to pray, give me for this day. The very fundamental needs of life. Don't give me too little, O God, or I might dishonor you by stealing. And God, don't give me too much, or I may say, I don't need you. It is not an easy prayer to pray, but it is the prayer that Jesus taught us. A prayer for believers. A prayer for those who day by day by day recognize their reliance upon God and upon His glorious provision. May God help us to honestly pray. Give us this day our daily bread. Let's join together in prayer. Lord our God, we acknowledge that You are a great and glorious God. We acknowledge You are the God who holds all the shares of all creation in Your hand. And we know, O God, that You do, in Your goodness, provide for us abundantly, so many times beyond what our needs are. O Lord God, in those times, make us truly thankful for the gifts You have given. May we never take pride in ourselves, saying we have earned these things, we have deserved Your blessing. But rather, may we receive these things from Your hand as gifts. We look to the future. We don't know what the future holds, but You know what the future holds. You know what our needs are and what they will be. Help us, O God, to trust You day by day by day. Help us to pray, give us this day the bread that we need. And Lord God, we would pray that You keep poverty from us, that You keep us from being tempted to steal or to take things not belonging to us, for Your name would be dishonored. But we also pray, do not give us too much, O God. Do not give us too much that we might deny You and say, who is our God? No, please provide just what we need for today. Hear our prayer for Jesus' sake.